USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump addressed troops stationed overseas via a video link Thursday, delivering the nation's thanks for their service. He also addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying the first shipments of coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after. And it'll hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start. And we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up, and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also.
Taking questions from reporters for the first time since the election, the president said that he would leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for former Vice President Joe Biden. He added that such a move would be a mistake and that a lot could happen between now and December 14th when the electors are set to vote in their states. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
General Michael Flynn says he can breathe with freedom and liberty for the first time in years after receiving a pardon Wednesday from President Trump. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor, Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Millions of kids are now turning their attention to Christmas and making a list for Santa. But not many of those lists included lawn equipment. Val Dior brings us the story of one boy who wished for a mower from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Ethan Reynolds of Columbus, Indiana, has always been a helper. The 11-year-old loves to volunteer at a local nursing home and an animal shelter. And during COVID, he sets up a table of donated food for those in need. The innovative fifth grader also started up a lawn care service to bring in extra money, and his neighbors were more than happy to hire him. They all noticed how Ethan instinctively paid attention to the home of an elderly resident who lives alone, checking in on him during isolation. The problem? Ethan's old equipment started to conk out, so his community got together and surprised him with a brand new push mower. When Ethan saw it sitting in his driveway, he literally fell over with excitement and then declared the red mower to be rad. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The traditional Thanksgiving slate of NFL games was chock full of points as both games ended rather lopsided. The Houston Texans handled the Detroit Lions 41-25. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson threw four touchdown passes on the afternoon, including two to Will Fuller V. And Washington ran away from the Dallas Cowboys 41-16. Washington rookie running back Antonio Gibson rumbled for 115 yards and three scores in the rout. Baltimore and Pittsburgh were scheduled for the nightcap, but that game was moved to Sunday afternoon after an outbreak of coronavirus among Ravens players. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.